Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
To another edition of Sports Overnight America, my favorite day of the week. It's Friday. It means a Saturday and Sunday weekend edition. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We're on a whole array of distribution outlets, including iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Easy Radio. There's a million of them popping up, and we're there around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. And a big shout out to colleague and friend Rick Tittle in Sports Byline, and Daniel Ogden will be up with Dan's download. Dan's download. The final 14 minutes of the show tonight, top of the hour. We'll take you right up into the top of the next hour. But hey, listen, Army, Navy, Foxborough, Gillette Stadium. I don't know if they're in downtown Boston or where they were, but it was a hell of a show today. It really was. Those are tough shoes to fill and follow here. So great job out of Rick Tittle. Man, oh man, he embodies Army, Navy coverage. I mean, really did. He hustled, diving for loose balls out there in Foxborough. I'm jealous I'm not there. Darn it all. I had a place to stay in Rhode Island. Could have been there. But, hey, listen, there's great days and weeks ahead here as we count down through the month of December into January and February and, of course, the Super Bowl in Vegas. All right. A real treat, though. Nothing against Rick Tittle or E.J. Manuel or any of the guests. They had a near Gronk hit today. Gronkowski almost showed up. That was interesting to hear. But a lifelong friend and a respected colleague, Brock Hines, will join us for two segments. He doesn't know it yet. He thinks he's coming on for one. I don't get Hinesy that often, so I'm going to squeeze two segments out of him. He'll be coming up after the break. You know, just so much to get to. Listen, Heisman, Army, Navy. I mean, it's a slice of Americana, right? With all that's going on and all the craziness and all the trouble in the world, why not a little Army, Navy? But really, NBA stuff. NHL, college football, aforementioned Heisman, NBA in-season tournament. Brock, over 30 years as the hockey voice of the UMass Minutemen, including a national championship a few years back. He's very solid on media matters, the announcers, the writers, the bloggers, the podcasters, all that is media. So we're gonna dive for a lot of loose balls. So we look forward to it. Daniel Ogden's download coming up at 40. Past the hour thereabout, so we look forward to it. Presented by Vanguard Utility Partners. Want a shout out to Hy-Vee. They had game watches for Iowa women, Iowa men. The Iowa men got smoked by Iowa State. We'll kind of just dust that under the carpet. Coming back on a weekend edition, Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Brock Hines on deck. Keep it here.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life. Especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want. Finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
All right, welcome back. Weekend edition, Marty Terrell. Brock Hines going to join us here in a matter of seconds. I'm looking forward to it. And I just got a laundry list of items, and we're going to just dive for every single loose ball we can here because, you know, we don't get them that often. And when we do, it's a special treat. So I grew up with him, have the utmost respect for him as a broadcaster and a media guy, and away we go. And Brock, welcome aboard, first of all. And I got to start, really, Army-Navy, tomorrow, Saturday in Foxborough at Gillette. Don't forget, Bill Belichick grew up in Annapolis, born in Nashville, Annapolis with his dad, Steve. Very tight with the Navy program, Army, Navy. Here we go. Belichick, they got the game out of the way Thursday night. A win on the road at Pittsburgh. I think Belichick will be there. Foxborough, Army, Navy. We'll get to that in a moment, Brock. But I got to get you to comment. The Patriots. And Al Michaels, Al Michaels couldn't get to the fact that at halftime it was 21-10. And those of you who had the over against the lowest total in a long time in modern day NFL history, Al Michaels couldn't get that out quick enough. Welcome aboard.
Hey, Marty, great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on, as always. You know, everybody, who would have given, you know, if Pittsburgh is inept, the Patriots are inept times six. I mean, because let's face it. Yeah. I mean, I like Trubisky at the helm of Pittsburgh much better. But still, you figure the Patriots are dead. Absolutely dead. How do they come out and do what they did? Pittsburgh ought to be ashamed of themselves. Actually, maybe not ashamed of themselves, because I told you all along, Pittsburgh and Seattle are the two that I really question the most. Pittsburgh, at least in the AFC, as far as teams that are really contenders. So, I mean, who could have figured last night? Infamously, that's why they play the game, I guess.
Yeah, and Brock, I guess where I want to go with this real quick, because we got so much ground to cover, and I didn't tell you yet, and nor you would expect anything from me. I'm squeezing two segments out of you, brother, because we don't get to do this very often, and I love having you on. I do. Brock, what's going on in New England? Seriously, what is going on, in particular the Patriots? And I respect your opinion here. You pay attention. You can read tea leaves. You've got your ears to the railroad tracks. What's going on? Is Belichick out the door there? What do you honestly see happening? And I can never remember a Pittsburgh-New England game having so little juice at all. There was nothing there, really. Go ahead. Tell us real quick.
Absolutely not, Marty. I can't believe how much non-fanfare there was in that game. I'm curious to see who the next coach will be, and we'll find out as soon as the season ends in the second week of January. The Belichick reign will come to an end. And it was a great run, Marty. I mean, it's easy now for us to tee off on him and this team, but him and Brady were a tremendous combination. And who knows, maybe they end up together. I'm reading in the broadcast booth. I mean, come on. I mean, if you have the two Manning brothers, can you imagine having Brady and Belichick on, throw them on ESPN News opposite these guys on ESPN2? It was a great run. You can't deny that. I'm looking at it from the other way, I guess, because, I think it's pretty much known what's going to happen in January. So tear it all up. Got to find a quarterback, a coach, and maybe not in that order, but I think it's pretty basic. I'm not going to break news to anybody who's listening.
All right, Brock, so Belichick's not done coaching, or do you think he walks away? Retires to Nantucket, says, I don't need this anymore. You know, I'll do whatever I got to do to keep myself occupied. Or, you know, Washington Commanders, Los Angeles Chargers. I mean, we're hearing all sorts of crazy stuff. Just give me your gut feeling, and then we'll move on. Because it's a day where Ohtani's going not only away from L.A., he's going out of the country. A Japanese player, he's going back out of the country, but it's not to Japan. He's going to Canada. We'll get to that in a moment. Belichick, what's he going to do, in your opinion? Where will he end up?
I have a hard time believing that he can sit at home and watch TV or even be in a studio analyst. First of all, he would make a very poor studio analyst because nobody would be able to understand what he's saying.
He's boring.
I don't know. Maybe Nick Saban has something for him. Those guys are best friends, but I don't see him going backwards to college. He's going to end up somewhere, and I'm not sure where. But I'm not privy to that. But we will see. But I agree with you. There's no way that he can call it quits right here.
All right, Brock. Hey, listen, everyone thought it was the Dodgers, if not the Giants, maybe Texas after one. Showtime, Shohei Ohtani. I'm obsessed with this guy. I think he is our modern version of Babe Ruth. I don't think there's any question about it. Look at the numbers. 29 years old, multi-talented. Brock, he ends up in Toronto. And this had to be worked out. The exchange rate between the Canadian and American currency is market. It's a dramatic. So that had to be worked out, and we'll get the final numbers. But I kind of feel great for you folks and jealous of you folks in New England. You got the Yankees playing checkbook baseball again. Now here come the Blue Jays. The Orioles and Red Sox are standing there holding a bucket of whatever. But you're going to get to see him 19 times. You're going to get literally in New England and Boston, you're getting a front row seat to Shohei Ohtani for the next decade, Brock. We're going to be real old men by the time his 10-year deal expires. Give me your initial reaction, not only in the Boston area, but across the American League East with Shohei, really minus a late breakdown. He's going to the Blue Jays. Go ahead. Give me a quick hit.
If that's where he's headed, north of the border, I mean, first of all, I agree with you, Marty. I think if I call him a generational player, I think it's probably an understatement still, like you say. Your comparison to Ruth is not far off. The first thing that struck me when you texted me that earlier was it confirms to me that he does not want to play in a loud media market. Toronto is a loud media market for hockey. There's a tremendous amount of pressure. A lot of players don't want to go there for the National Hockey League. But for baseball, Toronto's the biggest city in Canada. But, you know, the fact he didn't end up somewhere else where there was a lot of pressure. And he was at the redheaded stepchild in Los Angeles. You know, the Dodgers are king there. The Angels are an afterthought. And so it just confirmed to me certain things about if he ends up there that I think there's a tremendous amount of pressure, and I think that was discussed with him. Because, sure, there'll be a lot of eyes on him. There'll be a lot of eyes on him anywhere. You just said it, and I agreed with you, that he's a generational player. But Toronto just seems kind of odd to me. It's more than just the money. He's going to get money wherever he goes, Marty. It's just I think the media pressure and the microscope plays a lot of to do with that.
Well, the Yankees have already fired their first salvo, and it's Soto and company. Yep. Now you got this. Baltimore was awesome last year. I mean, I wasn't shocked that they got eliminated by Texas. But the Red Sox look like the redheaded stepchild. Brock. They really do. I mean, I never thought I'd live to see the day. I mean, we could do a whole hour and a half podcast on the Red Sox. Let's do it in 45 or 50 seconds here. Boston's going to drift to the bottom of this division and may be there for a while, Heinze. What do you think, Boston?
Yeah, I mean, they already were, and now this is going to be the opposite of the NFC South. I mean, you can barely be 500 and you're in first place. Now you're going to be last place. The Red Sox could win, they could win 85, 90 games and be in last place. They could be a 500 team. That's 81, so let's go 85 to 90. They theoretically could, Marty. The problem is maybe they don't reach that number if they play unbalanced and play more in the American League East. But yeah, I mean, there's a ton of, you didn't mention Tampa, and then Tampa can still do something.
Yeah, I forgot about
lost
Tampa.
A few
yeah,
pieces yep. there, but no, every team you named is a good quality team. The Red Sox, I don't know, keep surprising. I think they overachieve, frankly, and yeah, they're going to win 81 to 85 games, and they'll be in fifth place.
Yeah, it's crazy. Brock, you know what, though? The shift in baseball, this plays right into the ESPN and all the media partners. The focus of baseball, Texas Rangers be damned, they won the World Championship, but that Northeast corridor now, and we haven't even mentioned the Phillies because they're going to stay relevant. That East Coast corridor, I'm jealous of you. And then you got the Mets. They're going to make noise. And obviously the Yankees and now the situation in Toronto. All right, Brock, sit tight. I hope you and your lovely wife don't have dinner plans or make you late for dinner at the Montague, Massachusetts book mill. But I got to squeeze one more segment out of you. There's a whole bunch of NFL. There's a lot of media matters that I care about and I think our audience cares about. And no one does it more passionately than Heinze. And I'll even give him a little time to do some puck, too. We're coming back on Sports Byline. Keep it here.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA.
the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, across the country on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Smart Radio, all the other distribution points, and great to be on Amazon Audible, too. And, boy, I heard some Ron Barr interviews, and I'm telling you, folks, that Amazon Audible sports byline, some of those interviews are just absolutely, and they do, they're evergreen, they'll withstand the test of time. I'm serious. They are absolutely awesome. So we're grateful for that. Let's get my buddy Brock Hines back on here. He chimes in from New England here on the weekend edition, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners. Our good friend Randy Byrne and his group is enjoying Naples, Fort Myers area, Sanibel Island on a golf excursion. And I know they're listening down there in Florida. So I appreciate Randy and Vanguard Utility Partners. Brock, let's just do the NFL real quick. And
Marty,
I got to go with your names. Yeah,
I got to interrupt you for a second, if you don't mind, please.
When
you went to the break there, you mentioned the Montague Book Mill and all this other stuff, giving me the usual jab. I want to tell you, while you were watching Iowa State last night, I was at one of your favorite places, the Waitley Inn, last night. And that may not mean a lot to the listeners
the
here, but I know
family.
It does to the host.
Well, listen, me and a friend of mine are going to be in your grasp, in your midst on the 29th of December. So if you're home, you better be careful, or we'll call you ahead of time. See if we
fair enough. I just wanted to throw that in before you.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite places. I'll give Steve Clock and the whole Clock family a big plug. The Waitley Inn in Waitley, Massachusetts might be one of the finest restaurants, steak and seafood you'll find in the Northeast Quarter outside of those ocean haunts along the Maine and Rhode Island coast. But yeah, the Waitley Inn, you're making me homesick again. There you go again, Hinesy. You're good. You really are. All right. Your namesake, Brock Purdy. Brock, we've had Kurt Warner, who was bagging groceries at a Hy-Vee grocery chain in Cedar Rapids, Northern Iowa, signed by Green Bay after a tryout. And, you know, didn't stick around long. They cut him. Now we got Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. Brock, he may be a Super Bowl champion. He may be an MVP. It's coming down, in my opinion, to Purdy and Dak Prescott. Your namesake, Brock Purdy. From the East Coast perspective, how do you process what's going on here in Iowa with these guys that are absolutely deemed irrelevant to the point where Mr. Irrelevant is Brock Purdy? And he's going to wear, I think, he's going to wear a championship ring or two and maybe get an MVP honor as well. Give me your take on that real quick. Go ahead. Let's hear.
Shows you that if you surround a quarterback that's got some brains with some talent, a guy that can manage the game, he doesn't have to be a superstar like Mahomes and wear a cape and all. Those guys are great and they're fun to watch. But if you have a guy like Purdy who's athletic yet smart, hey, I'll throw another name at you, although not nearly as talented perhaps, but where were the Jets when they needed to get in line for Joe Flacco? I know Joe Flacco didn't win last week, but man, just somebody like that who won a Super Bowl that can manage the game, and it appears that Purdy can manage the San Francisco offense under Mike Shanahan. It surprises me, Marty. I'm not going to lie to you, but you know, if you really think about it and look at it from that perspective, that's what you got.
I'm going to give you a list of teams. All you have to say is one word, two words, one or the other. Contender or pretender. Let me start in the heartland. Green Bay Packers at the Giants Monday night. Part of a double dip of Monday Night Football. Packers, contender or pretender?
Pretender.
Wow. All right. Give me the Indianapolis Colts and the AFC. Gardner Minshew at the helm with a new coach. Contender or pretender?
If you're asking me to go to the end, pretender, as far as going to the playoffs, pretender.
You know what? Let me qualify this. I'm talking about getting into the playoffs, not winning the whole thing, getting into the playoffs. Do you want to change your view on either Green Bay or Colts?
Stick with the same with Green Bay. With Indianapolis, contender.
All right. Houston Texans, Brock, tell me.
Contender.
Why? How have they done it, in your opinion? Have you paid attention enough? That's
sure.
C.J. Stroud. Listen, Ohio State quarterbacks, Brock, he's the real deal. I love watching this guy. That Denver-Houston game, that had my full-blown 100% attention last Sunday amid a backdrop of a lot of games that looked a lot more appealing on paper. Not in this household. I was all over Texans-Denver. I love that game. Give me a quick hit.
You answered the question right there. I mean, I heard you all last week salivating over that game, and you just said it. You look at the coach right to the quarterback. I love what's happening in Houston, and they can sneak in as a wild card. I would put them on certainly edge of the contender.
All right, what do you want to do, Brock, because of the quarterbacking situations? Jacksonville got dinged up. We got the Jake Browning scenario on Monday Night Football. It was fascinating with Cincinnati. And you mentioned Flacco, Cleveland, and we don't know what's going on with that game, but they got a huge spot this weekend. So let's go right in order here. Let's start with Cleveland, contender or pretender?
I'm going to say contender. I think they're going to shock you down the stretch here.
Interesting. What about Jacksonville? Now, Lawrence, they say, is a game-time decision. I'm stunned. I thought it was season-ending, at least 2 to 3 weeks, high ankle. He may go this weekend. What about Jacksonville, contender or pretender?
Contender because of the coach. He'll tell Beathard how to manage the game. And even though may have struggled a little bit last outing, I think C.J. Beathard can stand on his 2 feet enough. And with one of my favorite coaches in the NFL down in Jacksonville, I say contender.
All right, real quick, tell me about Pittsburgh. A loss to them last night. Tomlin, I thought he did the coaching job. Should have kicked the goal on 4th and 2. It would have gone to overtime, 21-21. We didn't know the touchdown was coming in, the 2-point conversion. But it's just I thought he coached horribly. Pittsburgh, contender or pretender?
Yeah, pretender, just because I don't like them fairly, and they're 7-6 now. And I think there are better teams in the AFC, like Indianapolis will overtake them. I think they'll get squeezed out at the finish line.
All right, I'm going to squeeze more ketchup out of the bottle here, and I'm going to go first. I want the team you think that is going to shock, maybe not even shock the world. I've got one in the AFC. One team I think is going to get to the Super Bowl that everybody's ignoring, and that is, you ready now? The Miami Dolphins. Brock, they're the live team in the AFC. You can tell me about Kansas City. You can tell me about Baltimore. You can tell me about anybody else. Miami's going. Go ahead. You have a similar take on a team that you think, either conference that could end up in Vegas February 11th. Go ahead. Tell me.
Let me start with yours. Why not? They got the best record in the AFC, I think, with Baltimore, and I like the Miami outfit better than Baltimore. Baltimore can be erratic at times. I don't like the type of quarterback in Baltimore. I don't like the run-pass guys. Well, that's a long-term thing, sure, Dolphins, absolutely, why not? I don't disagree with you at all. Especially when you look at this weekend's game, Marty, Buffalo and Kansas City. That should be a game that you would be salivating over. But you never know. Kansas City is 8-4. Is Kansas City one of the weirdest 8-4 teams? And how can, I don't mean to bring this up again, the situation, but I have to. How can the game be basically a pick 'em with Kansas City at home with a 2-game better record?
The same reason San Francisco was favored on the road at a place where they absolutely got disheveled and got gutted last year in the NFC Championship.
They're telling you who's going to win.
They're going to tell you Buffalo's going to win that game Sunday. Brock, I want to get to TV. We're going to have to postpone hockey, but is Nance coming to the end? What do you see? Is Burkhart and Olsen, do we have any rising stars? I mean, this Davis kid on Fox. Give me a quick hit on the media matters. What do we got going on with TV pursuant to our net? Buck, Aikman, what do you see? Any musical chairs going on? Go ahead. Tell me real quick.
Still think Buck and Aikman are pretty solid on Monday night. I love your question about Nance because nobody talks about him. I still think he is certainly one of the preeminent hosts. In his play-by-play, I feel like he's maybe gone from a fifth gear down to fourth. He's still got it in him. Makes very few, if any, mistakes. But when you listen, to the energy level, and sometimes it's just the delivery. I have no problems with that. You know, with Al Michaels, for instance, I think he stepped it up from first to second gear. But, hey, here's a guy that's closer to 80 than he is 70. So, I mean, I'm all good with that, Marty. But Nance is the fascinating question. I'm curious of how long he wants to continue to do that. Like, we found out, of course, he's cutting back with, you know, with the basketball being yep. out and limiting his schedule. Does he just go do PGA Tour and then, you know, spend the winters off and maybe even give up the NFL? I really wonder, Marty, because I don't know Jim Nance to talk to him. I really wonder how much he enjoys doing NFL football, especially being the 1B guy in that tandem. Because you have to admit,
I agree. Yep.
He's not the 1A guy. And Romo has kind of backed off a little from his first couple of years of calling every play that happened, but he's still the guy that stands out in that twosome. And if CBS plans on keeping him long-term, meaning Romo, I just wonder if Nance just says, you know what, I'm going to just do the PGA Tour, and I'm going to be like a lot of those PGA guys, and I'm just going to play in, you know, 25, 20 events, and, you know, CBS will have a B guy to cover for me, and I'm really curious about Jim Nance because I have a lot of respect and think he's one of the smoothest guys in broadcasting, but I see him in the mid to late autumn of his career right now.
Yeah, I think he's going to be like Tiger. He's going to focus on golf. He's going to focus on the big events with golf, and I think he's going to give up football here really quick. What'd you have at the Whately Inn? Before I say goodbye, what'd you have? Be honest with me.
I had a filet mignon last night, Marty.
Oh,
and,
man.
It was excellent. And, of course, I had the au gratin potatoes. That's kind of like the MASH episode.
Yeah.
If you ever watch MASH, you know, you went to Adam's Ribs in Chicago and you didn't get the coleslaw.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with that. So,
yeah, it is. And their Clams Casino, they're unbelievable. I'm out of time. I got to say goodbye. I'll call
Marty.
Later. I'll see you on the 29th of December. God willing, I hope I can see you. Me and our
Very
good friend.
Very good. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Brock Hines, one of my dearest friends. He's the best. We come back here. Dan's Download, straight ahead. Ogden in company on Sports Byline, Sports Opening.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again.
And that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
All right, talking the world of sports. Boy, that was a treat having Brock Hines on. Google him, folks. This guy, 32 some odd years doing UMass hockey. We used to do, and I love telling these stories because they're the truth. Brock Hines, we both grew up in Greenfield, Mass, and a town known for, let me tell you about Greenfield, Mass. I'm going to do a little talk about our town, Greenfield, Massachusetts. Go ahead and Google it. Our claim to fame is what? What's Greenfield? Lunt Silversmith. Daniel, are you listening to all this? Listen
to this. I am.
All right. Okay, Greenfield, Massachusetts. I love doing this because it's a great town. And that's what it used to say on the highway. I-91 North, as you were heading toward Vermont and all those rich New Yorkers and people from Connecticut and Long Island headed to the ski slopes up in New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. Entering Greenfield, a great town, and it is. We are known for Lunt Silversmith, and not necessarily in any order here. We are known for Penn from Penn and Teller. You know who they are, Daniel? You know who Penn Jillette is?
I do. They had a they've been at the Rio for like how long? Like 12 years or something like that? Maybe longer.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah. A long, long time. So we got Penn Jillette. Greenfield, Mass. What else can I say? Greenfield High School. I'm running out of material here. Come on, Greenfield people. Text me. You got my number?
It says incorporated June 9th, 1753.
There you go.
Greenfield.
Can you go to notable can you go to notable residents and read off some of the names? Oh, Scott Crago. All right, you ready for this?
Okay.
Scott Crago, C-R-A-G-O. He is a drummer in the Eagles. He wasn't even the best drummer in our high school. In his senior class, under the music director William Moulton, Scott Crago wasn't the best drummer. The late, great Danny Harris was a better drummer than Crago. Crago goes to Berklee School of Music in Boston. He auditions. He's with Stevie Nicks, Sheryl Crow. He ends up getting hired by the Eagles. He's been with them drumming alongside Don Henley. Henley's got bad knees, doesn't drum as much anymore. He's been with the Eagles since the early 90s and the Hell Freezes Over tour. How did you figure that? A kid from Greenfield, Mass. Scott Crago. Who else is on there? Anybody else, Daniel?
It says,
I do a tribute to my hometown.
L.L. Langstroth, the father of American beekeeping.
Let's keep moving on.
Interesting one. You got a soap opera actor, Van Hanses from As the World Turns.
Yeah, there you go. Next case, Greenfield, Mass. On the spotlight here tonight. Go ahead, next one.
Rufus Saxton, Brigadier General.
Yeah, I don't know about Rufus. Rufus, I think, was a poser, so we're gonna draw a line through him.
Okay. We got Fred Wallner, football player. Do we know who that is?
Fred Wallner. Hey, listen, he played at Notre Dame, for crying out loud. He played for the late, great Carl Ump Nichols and Fred Wallner, Notre Dame. Am I right or wrong here? Go ahead, tell me.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm looking him up right now. That's exactly what it says.
All right, next case. Give me a couple of
Let's
names,
see, we man. Got... Stan Benjamin and Peter Bergeron, both baseball players.
Stan Benjamin was my gym teacher. I'm going to tell you a story about him. We were playing dodgeball in 7th or 8th grade. He turned his back. I threw a volleyball, hit him in the back of the head. I found myself grabbed by the throat. He put me up against the wall. Stan Benjamin, he was our gym teacher, football coach, played with the Phillies, the Indians, Bergeron with the Dodgers. He was drafted by the Dodgers. He was recruited to Clemson to play football. He was with the Dodgers and Expos. He's now back there doing great things with kids. Good job. Give me three more, and then we'll call it a day here on the tribute
okay,
to Greenfield Mass.
Stan Butinski, 1945 All-Pro guard, played for the Lions, the Boston Yanks, and the New York Bulldogs.
That's right, Butinski, and that's a big name, Butinski. Now, they're like a farming family out in the what is called the Meadows. out in the meadows of Greenfield, the Batinsky family. That is a very good job out of you. Excellent job. You're getting another A-plus today there, Daniel. All right, give me two more names.
Okay, did you might have said this one, but Misha Collins, actor?
Nope, don't know. Give me two more other than her or him. I don't know who that is.
If you look him his picture up, you'll be – I don't know, like, I can't think of what he's been in, but you'll be like, oh, yeah, that guy looks familiar. That's the only reason I said it.
Okay, okay. Give me two more.
Let's see. Robin Lane?
We're running out of Robin Lane. Now, that's a woman. Robin Lane, she was a musician.
Yes.
And I think she's from California, maybe even your neck of the woods, Northern California, but she ended up in Greenfield in the Turner's Falls area, and she kind of alternative rock, Robin Lane. Do I have that right? Go ahead. Tell
me. Grew up in Los Angeles. Robin Lane and the Chartbusters.
There you go.
Released three albums, Warner Brothers Records, in the 1980s. Was best known for the single "When Things Go Wrong."
That's very true. All right, give me one more.
Let's see. Steve Partenheimer.
He was a baseball player.
Yeah.
Partenheimer, Detroit, right?
Yes, Detroit and,
Detroit, yeah.
Oh no, just Detroit. It looks like just Detroit.
Yeah.
1913, played in 1913.
Wow. Unbelievable. All right. Well, there's a million other people there I could talk to you about, but thanks for letting me do that. Let's get to your download. Hey, what's your hometown, by the way? We'll do you next week. What's your hometown?
It's Martinez, California. I still live there.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Was born in Walnut Creek, technically. But, yeah, I've moved and returned. So, yeah.
There you go. All right. I got to.
Joe DiMaggio. I can say that one off the top of my head, actually.
Oh, man. There you go. That's right.
Yep. But anyway, sorry.
No. I just, you know, Monday night I was watching that game and I was thinking about you. I said, you know, I gotta call Ogden. He's having a rough night. He's not liking this at all. McManus misses an easily makeable field goal. That would have decided things. I was worried about you Monday. And then then Fabio, Trevor Lawrence goes down. I said, I got to call Ogden. He might be grabbing sharp objects here. I was worried about you.
Oh,
you okay?
It went very quickly from me caring about whether the Jags won that game or lost that game to just please don't be done for the year. And it was tough to really even care or pay attention in overtime almost, you know? Like, it was just like, can we just get the answers to the X-ray and is he okay? And, you know, they're talking about him possibly playing this week. I just don't understand why you would put him out there against Cleveland, number one. And not only that, but Cam Robinson, left tackle, out for probably the rest of the regular season, so he's out. And then Walker Little, who's the backup left tackle, also out. And they said that Ezra Cleveland, who's been on the team, they traded for at the trade deadline, been on the team for, he's played two games with them, is going to be taking snaps at left tackle most likely. I just don't like it, you know, but let Beathard play. Beathard's not fantastic, but I'd even be fine with losing as long as you just make sure Trevor doesn't re-injure himself again.
Let me ask you a question. They're listing him as game time decision. I'm not talking Beathard. I'm talking Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah,
I'm not buying that on Sunday. Do you buy that at all? Do you honestly think they would put him out here? I mean, maybe it's not as bad as we first thought. Maybe ice and they got the swelling down and, you know, he's young enough. He's spry enough. Maybe he's bouncing back. He's going to say, Beathard be damned. I'm going out there. You know, we're vying for a divisional title. I'm going to play football. I mean, I could see that, couldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I'll say a couple different things. I think it was Wednesday morning, and I'm, you know, sitting there like, okay, is he going to, you know, what's his press conference going to be like? Walks out with no brace, boot, nothing. And he's back on the practice field Thursday, and I couldn't believe it. So, yeah, maybe it's not as bad as you know, things seem, but, like, considering how many injuries they have right now, I don't know how you risk it. I mean, they got you know, the nickel corner Herndon went down during that game. They have two left tackles out. Christian Kirk is out for the rest of the regular season.
Saw that today. Yeah,
you know, he had a core injury, and also a very odd, and a lot of Jags fans kind of shared this, but very odd situation. Last year, kind of right before they went on their run, they didn't lose another game until the playoff game that they lost. They got destroyed by Detroit, 45-14, I believe it was. Lawrence actually had a play in that game that at the time I looked at it and thought, man, he's done for the year. It was like an awkward roll-up. And he came back out to play the second half, and I'm like, we're losing by 30, you idiots. What are you doing? And then they ended up not losing a game the rest of the year. So I have no idea. The guy's freaking Gumby, I guess. That's the only explanation I can say. But in an eerie deja vu manner, that game against the Lions was December 4th, 2022. They gave up 0 punts. And December 4th, 2023, they gave up 1 punt to Jake Browning. So, although I really feel like if he didn't get hurt, the Jaguars still would have won that game.
All right, I gotta give you some props here. I was listening to the network about a week ago or sometime within the last 7 days. I heard you on a overnight show with someone. You filled in for the
Jen and Jeff. Yes, correct.
Jen and Jeff. Yep. And you had a guy on, and again, man, that was good content. And I love Jen and Jeff. Don't get me wrong. Who the heck was that guy? You and him had great. It was. I couldn't stop listening. That's 2:30 in the morning here in Iowa, for crying out loud.
That's my my friend Max Schmeling.
Max.
He's we do, and we don't post it anywhere. It's kind of just for fun and just to get reps. We do a little hour each week, so we kind of know each other's, you know, back and forth, and we're just both sports nerds. And he's at San Francisco State right now for broadcasting. He's in TV production, actually.
Can I tell you, Daniel, it was a great segment. When are you on again? Go ahead. Use my platform to promote your platform. When are we going to hear you again? I'm telling you, it was damn good. I was entertained as hell. What you guys know and your opinions, it was just phenomenal radio.
Well, I appreciate it. It was just, you know, I mean, it was kind of, we just do what we do when we're hanging out, you know, in regular life, just talking. And we do try to do a little bit, and it's tough, you know, because here in the Bay Area, we do try to at least cover, you know, most of the NFL, not just Bay Area teams, because we could just rant and rave and talk about the Niners and the Giants and the Warriors forever. And by the way, I can't wait for the Giants to come in second place for Ohtani again.
They did. They were second place. He said, apparently it's leaked out that it was Toronto or San Francisco, and I guess Seattle kind of got in there late, but that he ruled out the Dodgers early.
Interesting.
And that's why Dave Roberts screwed that up big time. I don't think it would have made any difference, though. But Dave Roberts and everybody was told, shut up in the Dodger organization. And Dave Roberts opened his big fat mouth. And I love that guy because he stole that base against the Yankees off Mariano Rivera. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget that stolen base. That's why we got rid of the curse of the Bambino. So Dave Roberts, you know, he gets a free pass from me. But what a dope. What a dope. Shut up. They didn't want people talking. Toronto kept tight-lipped. San Francisco kept. How's it feel to come in second place and not only the Ohtani sweepstakes, but Aaron Judge?
Hey, at least we got Arson Judge, though. I don't know if you remember that, but John Heyman.
Yeah, I do.
Maybe at least we got Arson Judge. Maybe we can get Shohei Ohtani instead of Shohei Ohtani as well.
That's a very good job out of you. All right, I'll come back with some closing thoughts. Dan's Download, brought to you by our good friend Randy Byrne, Vanguard Utility Partners. And one other guy, a Greenfield, Massachusetts native, is Kevin Hassett, who was the chief economic advisor to then-President Donald Trump, a graduate of Swarthmore, and he played Little League Baseball for Turnbull Sunny Farm in Greenfield, Mass. With yours truly, coming back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All right, there you go. Doobie Brothers to take us home with a little Jesus is Just All Right With Me, and away we go. And if you're listening on the Weekend Edition, get to church on Sunday, folks, right? We head towards Christmas. I'm looking forward to it. So much good going on this network. Army-Navy coverage from Foxborough. What a great job about a Tittle and Ogden and Peck and Darren Peck and the whole crew putting that together today. And I hope they play some more than the other night so I can stay up at 2 in the morning and listen to it. Listen, I put in these earbuds and I, if I can't sleep or if I got something on my mind, I got a whole lot of trouble on my mind or even good things, I put earbuds in. I listen to the network. I mean, our bread is buttered at 300 Broadway, Suite 8, San Francisco, California, 94133. I mean, this network, they put up with me off and on since the late 90s, okay? So there you go. All right, listen, enjoy Army-Navy Friday night. Listen, I'll be honest, Celtics-Knicks going to get my attention here a little bit. Maybe a little puck. I'll throw this plug in here. Montana Furman, FCS semifinal or is it quarterfinal round game? Keep an eye on the Grizz from Montana tonight. 8 East, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. Montana Furman, FCS football. How's that for a plug? Back at it tomorrow, Saturday, into Sunday as well. We're on with the football takeover, the fifth quarter takeover with Charlie Gibbons and yours truly, Marty Terrell. Vanguard Utility Partners for Daniel Ogden. our good friend, beloved friend, Brock Hines. I'm Mark Sorrell. Enjoy your weekend on Sports Byline. Adios.